It is a great privilege to share God's word and the work of God in Spain this morning. I want to thank this particular church for your prayers and for your generous offerings towards the Global Advance Fund. I represent a team of Canadian missionaries that serve in various latitudes that are able to do so because churches like you pray and give to support us. So on behalf of all of us, to all of you, thank you. And if perhaps some of you are not familiar with the Global Advance Fund, I hope that through this weekend, through this sermon, you will be inspired to begin to give to the Global Advance Fund. Now, my focus this morning is on this text in Isaiah chapter 44. I'm going to read it again. I will pour water on the thirsty land and streams on the dry ground. I will pour my spirit upon your offspring and my blessing on your descendants. So the first phrase I want to emphasize in our text is that phrase highlighted, I will. Although we know that it's the prophet Isaiah, it's God who's speaking, not Isaiah. And it's God who is making a definitive promise. I will pour water on the thirsty land. How many are parents? So when you make a promise to your child, say, for example, this weekend on Saturday, we'll go to the park and we'll play. But then Saturday comes and there's been a lot of work on Friday and you say, you know, we can't go to the park. Now, your children, especially if they become Canadianized, they will say, but Mom, but Dad, you promised. You know, we can learn from our children. Just like our children press the promises that we make to them. So we can press the promises of our Heavenly Father. He is a covenant-keeping God. Our God is a promise keeper. And that inspires faith and confidence in us. Now, the next phrase we want to highlight is this phrase, thirsty land or dry ground. What is the historical context of this prophecy? Isaiah is ministering in a time of spiritual drought and spiritual exile. And he speaks the language of the people. He speaks in the language of the agricultural economy. These farmers understood this prophecy because they had farmed thirsty land and dry ground. But Isaiah here is prophesying in a spiritual sense, not in a physical sense. There is a contemporary of Isaiah, the prophet Ezekiel. And the prophet Ezekiel gave a prophecy about the valley of dry bones. And in that prophecy, he describes the spiritual and the animic or emotional state of the people of God in exile. So Isaiah and Ezekiel are contemporaries. They're both describing this time of spiritual drought. Now, what exactly is the promise that God gives? I will pour my spirit. Now, this is a very generous verb. It's not saying, I will sprinkle my spirit. This is a major outpouring of the Spirit. Mercy drops round us are falling, but for the showers we plead. And in a very real sense, this prophecy had an initial fulfillment on the day of Pentecost. When the Holy Spirit was poured out on the day of Pentecost. Now notice that this prophecy is for the offspring and for the descendants. So we should ask the question, well, who are the spiritual descendants here? And if we read carefully the New Testament, we discover that we, the people of God, we are the true Jews. We are the people of God. And in a very real sense, the prophecy for the outpouring of the Holy Spirit is for us today, the people of God. But in a broader sense, God wants to pour out his spirit upon all flesh. Welcome to summertime in Spain. I'm going to use some words that describe the spiritual and the intellectual atmosphere in Spain. Skepticism, modernism, secularism. Sounds a lot like Canada, right? And yes, there are considerable parallels between Canada and Spain. But there is an additional factor which is starting to grow in Canada, but is full grown in Spain. This anti-Christian hostility. Many Canadians are indifferent to the gospel. But in addition to the indifference in Spain, you have a growing hostility and antagonism to the gospel. So I'm going to talk to you about four countries in the world with the highest percentage of atheists. Now you're not surprised with the first one, 61% of Chinese are atheists. Maybe you know 31% of Japanese are atheists. The Czech Republic is 30% atheist. But this may surprise you, 20% of Catholic Spain is atheist. Does that surprise you? Yeah, it surprises us. Spain is the European country in which Roman Catholicism is decreasing most rapidly. About 70% would say that they are Catholic. But we call it nominal Catholicism. That is, in name only. They call themselves Catholic because it's convenient for cultural reasons. But in their hearts and in their heads, they're secular materialistic. So what percentage of Europe would you say is evangelical Christian? There's Paris. There's France. 2%, 2.5% are evangelical Christian in this new dark continent of Europe. And 1% of the population, just 1 in 100, are evangelical followers of Jesus in Spain. Now in Canada, according to the statistics, 7% are followers of Jesus, evangelical followers of Jesus. In the United States, they say 33%. 1% in Spain. Here's a map of Spain. Each red dot represents cities or towns without churches. Do you see that? Do you see that? Think about that. In our blessed evangelical North American world, there are still thousands of towns in Spain that have not one evangelical church witness. That's why we're in Spain. Now, this is kind of negative, bad news so far in this sermon. But the good news is that it's getting greener. Now I'm going to come to the most boring part of my sermon. So if you want to go to sleep now, now would be a good time. How many of you have heard of the Camino de Santiago, the road to Santiago? And has anybody walked this Camino? You've walked it? Okay. So this is a very well-known spiritual route or pilgrimage that many people take in the northern part of Spain. about 950 kilometers from Roncesvalles all the way to Santiago. My wife and I did 100 kilometers in 4 days, 25 kilometers a day. And I'm 60, and my wife's older than I am. I won't say how much, otherwise I'll get into hot water. If we can do it, so can you. And we saw the beautiful greenery in northern Spain. It's a very beautiful country. But what about the spiritual greening of Spain? This green represents the number of evangelicals. And this green represents the number of churches. So in 1993, we had 12,000 Christians, evangelical Christians, and 165 churches. Four years later, in 1997, 13,000 Christians, evangelical Christians, and 189 churches. And 15 years later, 92,000 evangelical Christians and 558 churches. That's good news. That's the greening of Spain. It's not a wasteland anymore. There's signs of springtime in Spain. Here's another province called Andalusia. And I'm going to give the whole statistics and you can give the whole summary. So in 1999, we have 12,000, and then we go from in 2002 to 14,000, and then in 2012, it jumps to 42,000 evangelical Christians. And in the same area, Andalusia, in the number of churches, in 1999, from 266 to 2002 to 307, and then 2012, it jumps to 699. That's in this particular province, the province called Andalusia. This is a good sign. This is good. This is spiritual growth. Now, let's take a look at some of the statistics for different provinces in Spain. This is over 30 years. This is the province of Madrid, from 18 churches to 189 churches. In 30 years. In another province called Catalonia, from 21 churches to 316 in 30 years. And 10 provinces in Spain didn't have any churches, but 30 years later, and here's the 10 provinces, 30 years later, they have 88 churches in those provinces. That's the greening of Spain. So here, over 45 years, here are, for all of Spain, the total number of churches. So this is for all of Spain. It's from 68, it goes to from 300, 30 years later to 1,667, and then 2013, 4,000 churches in that period of time. That's the greeting of Spain. Now here's the total number of evangelical believers. In 68, 20,000. 98, 100,000. And 2013, 500,000. 500,000 evangelical believers, but that's just 1% of the population. Now, what about our part? What about the Christian and Missionary Alliance over the last 37 years? So, here are the statistics for the Alliance. What you've seen beforehand is for all evangelical churches. Now we focus in on our denomination, the Christian and Missionary Alliance. So in 1998, the Alliance did not have any churches and we had no baptized believers. Thirty years later, we had four churches with 98 baptized believers. And today, we have 20 churches with over 1,000 baptized members. That's the greeting of Spain. Here are our Alliance churches in Spain. Now we work in Madrid. And that particular pink dot that you see there is the town where we work. It's called Tres Cantos. So the good news, it's gradually getting greener in Spain. But like the hymn says, showers of blessing we need. Mercy drops around us are falling, but for the showers we plead. So we're going to focus in on giving some examples of mercy drops in the Krishna Missionary Alliance in Spain. For example, we have FIACME in Spain. What's FIACME? FIACME is the Federación de Iglesias Alianza Cristiana y Misionera de España. Federation of Churches of the Krishna and Missionary Alliance in Spain. So it's our national church body. So here are some of our pastors. Another example of mercy drops are the colleges of prayer that we're starting. So we have a pastor who comes from Atlanta, Georgia. His name, he comes and he teaches us about prayer. His name is Fred Hartley. And we are learning how to pray in Spain. Because for mercy drops to become showers, we need to pray. Another ministry we have in Spain is the Muslim ministry. So So we have a team of missionaries dedicated exclusively to reaching Muslim people. Here is the M team. Americans and Canadians, and a couple from Colombia, working with us to reaching Muslims for Christ. 2 months ago, we baptized 4 Muslims in the Mediterranean. It's one thing to raise your hand in church, it's another thing to walk into the waters of baptism. You know, in your culture, when you got baptized, that's a very definitive step. My wife and I are involved in leadership development. So I work as a teacher. I love to explain the Word of God. I love to preach. I'm very comfortable this morning. Although in Cantonese, it's kind of difficult. But I have an Emily, a very good helper. So this is what we do. We work in leadership development. We need leaders for the future and present churches of the Alliance in Spain. We work with Juan and Patty Suniga. When I was a missionary in Peru, one of my disciples was Juan Suniga. Then he felt the call of God to become a missionary to Spain. And now he's my boss. That's a good thing. You should be applauding right now. Do you catch the significance of that? You sent Alliance missionaries to Peru, and God raises up Peruvians to become missionaries to Spain, and together Canadians and Peruvians are reaching leaders in Spain. See, he is the president of the Alliance in Spain. And he is also the rector or the leader of the Bible seminary in Forma. If you read English, you can get the Alliance.ca magazine and turn to page 36. In the fall issue of 2015, this year, this is hot off the press, and you will read an article about our work in Spain. For us, the timing is perfect. Another mercy drop. We had a trio from Argentina called El Trio Mar del Plata. They came and ministered in Spain. We have several Canadians joining the American-led field in Spain. Canadians and Americans working together. And there's a picture here, in this picture, there's a couple that's missing because they're just new to the team. Their name, their names are Pablo and Phoebe Ho. And they are Chinese, born in Nicaragua, they moved to Guatemala, then to Canada, and now they're in Spain, working amongst the Muslims. That's the world today. So here are the team of international workers in Spain. So there we are. Can you see us? And there are the another alliance couple. Papavero. Papavero, uh-huh. Then the Saitlands. All of these are Canadians. Here's the Peters, Kim and Kurt Peters. Kim and Kurt Peters. And there's Maida Anderson. She's our accountant. And there's Gerald and Dorothy Hogenberg. They're our bosses. Gerald and Dorothy. And then there's another couple. This is Bren. And there's Donna. They are the vice presidents of the Global Ministries in Canada. So when you give to the Global Advance Fund, you are helping these Canadian missionaries in Spain to work and fulfill their job. Thank you. And in 2015, we brought together international workers from a broader area, and we had a retreat. And there we are, but you can't tell that's us. The big team, this is the team that is working in Spain and in other parts of Europe, Italy, and other parts, reaching men and women for Jesus Christ. The Alliance works in reaching Chinese in Madrid. River of Hope. That's the name of the church. River. And this is my colleague. I'm tall, he's taller. And that's our field director. His name is Raymond Ebbett. Spain has a significant problem with the sex trade. And one of our smaller ministries is establishing a home to women who are trying to get out of the slavery of the sex trade. If you have especially a keen social conscience and you want to do something to make a difference in helping addressing some of the social issues in our world today, you can give to the Global Advance Fund and support ministries like this home for helping restore fallen women, help them to find jobs and find a place in society. I have a son, his name is David. He studies at New York University. And he has a very keen social conscience. So I understand the need for us to not just preach the gospel, but to address the social issues in our world today. This is another ministry that we're developing, a training center called Envision. And this couple is joining us in the next month, the month of December, to develop this ministry. And there again is our boss, Raymond, and his wife, Mary. Raymond Ebbett, his wife, Mary. So let's bring this message to a conclusion. If you went to sleep, it's now time to get up. So I will pour water on the thirsty land and streams on the dry ground. I will pour my spirit upon your offspring and my blessing on your descendants. Let's keep praying and working for the spiritual greening of Spain. We're there as your representatives. If you would like our prayer card so that you could remember to pray for us, we would love to give you our prayer card. So you can be involved by praying for us. You can give to the Global Advance Fund to support our ministries. And you can come to Spain. If you're an electrician, if you're a plumber, if you're skilled in construction, if you're skilled in teaching English, if you're skilled in serving, you can come for a short period of time or a longer period of time and serve and help us. Thank you for this opportunity to share with you. And an applause to Emily for her translation. To God be the glory. Amen.